There were Elvis movies on Air Force One today, with grilled peanut butter and banana sandwiches on the flight menu. President Bush and Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi headed to Memphis to celebrate the life and music of one of Koizumi's heroes, the late Elvis Presley. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Graceland.
At 10:15 this morning, the presidential motorcade rolled up Elvis Presley Boulevard and through the wrought iron musical notes on the Graceland gates. Waiting at the front entrance were the late singer's only child, Lisa Marie Presley, and her mother, Priscilla Presley. Koizumi said to Lisa Marie, "You look like Elvis." She smiled and thanked him in Japanese.
My first bit too.
On they went to the mansion's so-called jungle room, a favorite Elvis hangout with Polynesian carved wood furniture and fake animal fur upholstery. The president and prime minister posed for photos in this room.
Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for agreeing to come here. A lot of Americans are thrilled you're here, particularly Graceland.
Koizumi, who shares a birthday with Elvis, is known to occasionally sing Elvis songs in public, and he did so today.
You're a pretty good Elvis singer.
Love me tender. Wise men say,
I thought you were going to do blue suede shoes.
Outside across the street, a small crowd gathered, hoping for a glimpse. 20-year-old Siney Conley is from nearby Horn Lake, Mississippi.
Tell me why you're here.
Because I love my president and I love Elvis. And if you put the two of them together and add the guy from Japan, I mean, it's the perfect combination. It's the best thing to ever happen to Memphis.
How much do you know about Koizumi?
About who?
Koizumi.
Oh, not a whole lot. I can't even pronounce his name. I just know he's a really big Elvis fan, and, you know, gotta love him for that.
But there were protesters as well, including a quartet of Elvis impersonators, calling attention to Japan's commercial whaling industry.
Don't be cruel to a whale that's true.
Others protested the Iraq War. One held up a sign that read, "Jailhouse Iraq." As President Bush and Koizumi left Graceland, they made an unannounced visit to Memphis's Lorraine Motel, the site of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. It was a sobering moment in a day that was designed as a thank you to Koizumi for being such a staunch supporter over the past 5 years. Don Gagne, NPR News, Graceland.